سورة بلمس from a very young age والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وعاد البلد الأمين. In these surahs it comes والضحى والليل إذا سجى والتين والزيتون والشمس وضحاها. That wow that comes at the beginning is a qasam. And Allah Tabarakala, the qasam of Allah Tabarakala is different from our qasam. Our qasam is to say that I'm promised I'm speaking the truth. And Allah Tabarakala's qasam is to say that I want you to pay a lot of attention on what I am taking a qasam. And if you can understand what I am taking a qasam on in the zaat of Allah Tabarakala, then the subject matter that follows will be understood and accepted. In the surah, Allah Tabarakala takes qasam of wat-teeni wa-zaytoon, the fig, the olive. Amongst us it's not so popular, but amongst the Arabs, especially in the lands of Sham, it was the land of the olive. So they knew all the things of the olive, all the qualities of the olive. The fig was a fruit which was famous in Medina Munawwara, the famous among the Arabs. They knew a lot about it. But for what? For us, what it is, to think of any fruit. Wat-teeni wa-zaytoon. These two fruits were unique in the time, and today they are unique. And the value that they have is something else. But just for the normal person to think about any fruit. And when you think of the fruit, you will see in your mind an outside of the fruit and the inside. Some fruits, the outside look very wonderful, some don't. But every person, when he looks at the fruit, he knows that it doesn't matter what's on the outside, it only matters what's in the inside. No matter how good the outside will look, when the person is cutting that fruit, he's looking, is there a worm inside? Meaning he's not fooled by the outside. It can be shining on the outside. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thought, when you're eating a date, a khajur, and no matter how wonderful the thing looks, how fresh, he thought the sunnah is to open up the date first, and to look deep in it, to see is there a worm in the fruit. In taking a qasam on the fruit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a great indication. It's just like how everyone knows that never be deceived by the outside look. Worry of the inside. Allah Tabarakala is saying to me and to you that we also must never be deceived with only worrying of the outside or being deceived by an outside look. In this world of what is called fashion, from a young age, every boy, every girl, the one fikr, the one worry that we have is how I look. So we will look at the mirror. You will look at our friends. It's always what's happening. If there is a small freckle, if there's a small pimple, it means lot to the girl, it means lot to the boy. If the ustad tells the boy, cut off your hair, it's like Qiyamah has come. Everything got to do with the outside look, and there's nothing wrong. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how unique. He kept the man's practical life, because everyone likes how to look. Every woman wants to see, I must be smart. Look at the water. And when you see your outside, said immediately then think of your inside. The dua he thought was, Allahumma anta hassan ta khalqi kulubi. But my inside. Because the apple, the orange, whatever it is, if the outside is wonderful, but when you bite it and you find it's rotten, day and day it's thrown. Similarly, how many young people will go to the grave? How many old people, but their bodies, what a strong body. How unique. They will say he had no problems, he had no operation, he never got sick. What a strong body. May Allah Tabarakala save us. It should not be that so much effort is made on that body. But when that body is taken in the grave spits it out and says rotten. Wat-teeni wa-zaytoon. Think of the olive, think of the fig. The value is inside, it's not on the outside. Allah Tabarakala make our inside. And this is what is known as Islah. But let the outside never fool the world. The love of fashion, the love of how I look, the worry of everything must be perfect. And we forget the inside. وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ تِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ For our people, هَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ Qasam can be understood very easily. It is the Qasam of Makkah Mukarram. وَطُورِ تِينِينَ is the Qasam of the land and the area, the mountain, where Musa alayhi wasalam enjoyed very special times and moments with Allah Tabarakala. The talk of Allah Tabarakala took place with Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So it was a mountain that pulled in a unique tajalli of Allah, which is called the tajalli of Kalam. The speech of Allah Tabarakallah would fall on this mountain. And Nabi Musa alayhi salatu was salam would hear, and he would talk and converse with Allah Tabarakallah. So that mountain got its place in his seat. وَسُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ مَكَّةَ مُكَرَّمَةً. That was the place where the tajalli, the beauty of Allah Tabarakallah continues falling. From the beginning of creation till the end of the creation. The Kaaba is a house where a waterfall of some beauty falls in such an amount that the whole world looks at the Kaaba and the eye sees really no beauty. Because if you ask a person, what does the eye see on the Kaaba? It is not the beauty that the eye is seeing, but it is a beauty that the heart is seeing. Because if you say to him, I can build that frame in my house, and I can put that vilas in my house, and you tell the whole world, I'll give you 1/10 of the price, come to my house to see the Kaaba. The person will look at it one time, say, very smart. But he will never fall in love with it. But the Kaaba which is in Makkah Mukarramah, it is that same house. But they have to look at it. So Allah Tabarakallah now takes qasam on the mountain where Musa alayhi salam enjoyed, and Allah's kalam fell on that mountain. And he takes qasam on the land which is a desert. And the same message is given, that you, O man, why do you give so much of honor to these two lands? Is it of the beauty of the land? Because the mountain where Musa alayhi salam spoke to Allah Tabarakallah is not Switzerland mountains. There is no beautiful grasses. There is no beautiful scenery. And for us to understand Makkah Mukarramah, it was a desert. It was mountains. It was brown. It was sand. What made us fall in love with that land? Everyone will say, it is what the land got within it. It's not what it got outside. Something in it. A qasam is being taken that you yourself gave value to what beauty in, not the beauty outside. So as you understood that, wah, what a Kaaba, because of the beauty inside, Allah Tabarakallah is saying to man, similarly your Allah gives value to you, O mankind, for what is inside you, not what's on the outside. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ. Allah Tabarakallah doesn't look at a surah, Allah doesn't look at a body, Allah Tabarakallah looks at the heart of man. This is called Islah. May Allah Tabarakallah save us, you mustn't be rotten on the inside. If that man can be inside, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke of a group of people. He said, what a Mubarak group they are. That when the time of their death comes, they were so unknown in the world that if they were not in a gathering, no one noticed them. And when they were there, no one noticed. And when the time of death came, there was no one to cry for them. And there was no inheritance to be distributed. Unknown. He says, but that person, Allah made him the key of guidance for the world. مَفَاتِيحُ الْخَيْرِ. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu narrated the hadith, he fell on his knees. He said, how we look at people, with what honor, he's someone. Allah Tabarakallah looks with another eye. It's all got to do with the insight. Allah Tabarakallah then says, لَقَدْ خَلَصُ. That's the subject matter that's coming. That value is on the inside, it's not so much on the outside. Whether you're young, whether you're old. You see, an old woman also, she gets a young daughter-in-law coming in the house. She wants to also look as smart as the daughter-in-law. People will laugh. They say, now she's out of her age. But even when you're young, that worry, I must be the smartest. The girl must be in love with me. Everyone must admire me. Then look at the fruit and take that lesson. But when I see that fruit, it got nothing to do with the outside. It got to do with the inside. I mustn't be rotten. And how many a time, may Allah Pak save us. The marriage takes place. The boy is in love with the girl. She is in love with the boy. So they both marry for the looks. But we know as soon as you marry, it's all got to do with the inside character. If the character is rotten of any party, then there's divorce. You ask what happens. You say he's rotten. You say he says she's rotten. She doesn't know how to talk. She swears my mother. Now all the inside is coming. And if you go in the qabr, if the qabr says you are rotten, Allah Tabarakallah save us all. Allah Tabarakallah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. That man is so worried of his outside form. So Allah Tabarakallah said, we took care of that at the beginning. We already made you the most handsome. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ. You can put on creams. You can put on this, you can put on that. Allah Tabarakallah said, I made you already. From the beginning, you don't look like an animal. You don't look like a stone. Your looks are such that without you worrying about your body at all, you are handsome already. But if beauty, if value had to be given to your outside beauty, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ means, after creating man in such a wonderful mold, we still allowed man to go downhill. أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ مُفَتِّرِين explain one meaning is, that when that old age comes, and all that beauty goes away, and now the body shape changes, and now you haven't got that handsome, beautiful looks anymore. And then a time comes where the legs are not working, and now the body organs are not working, and now the cheeks have gone in, and then the time comes where the soul comes out, and then the whole body shape changes. And then the time comes when it's put in the grave, and now it becomes rotten, bloated, it blows up, ants and insects come, and you look at them, and you say, from where to where? And you wonder, at times, an artist who makes such a beautiful drawing, how could he ever allow his drawing to be crushed up like this and thrown away? Allah Tabarakallah said, we made the drawing. But we still allowed it to go down that road, that it would become zero. Because why? We have given no value to your outside also. We created you in the best of molds, but no value to it. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ We let the body go to the lowest of low. So if you got so much of worry to keep my handsomeness, I must never get old, I must always stay young. Allah Tabarakallah, I think I would have supposed to done that. I made it so smart, I would have had that figure. After such a wonderful drawing, don't destroy my drawing. But I never worried about that. What was worried about? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا That إِلَّا يَا will then have the meaning of lakin. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ This body is coming to an end. Mufassirin explain, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا One meaning, Allah Tabarakallah says, you see when you reach an old age now, now you can't come to the masjid so much. Now it's hard to perform so much of nawafil. Now you want to perform, you keep your roza in Ramadan, you can't keep. The body is finished. But if you had done, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ When you were young, when you had a healthy body, when you could do lots, you were doing, you kept those rozas, those fasts, you performed those nawafil, you went for that hajj and that umrah. Now when you became old, you would have thought, now my work is finished, I can't do anything. Allah Tabarakallah says, no way. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ For that individual, I have written a reward that won't come to an end. Which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the angel is then told, that the servant of mine when he was healthy, what he used to do? Whatever he used to do when he was healthy, continue writing for him now. Because his reward is غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ And then Mufassirin explained, and the second will be on the day of Qiyamah. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ So it will be told to that man, that body of yours that's gone zero. But because of Iman and good action, the reward that you got will never come to an end. That will give you a new body. That will give you a new life. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ Allah Tabarakallah says, after this explanation, what then will still make you not understand the issue of how Allah takes the sad of mankind? Your deen will have the meaning of Yawmuddin. That how Allah Tabarakallah values man. That's your value in the eyes of man. When you will stand up, Rasulullah said, one fat man will come on the day of Qiyamah. But when you will be put on the pan, you will weigh nothing. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu passed, Nabi said, what do you say about him? Another Sahabi said, he's such a man, if he takes a proposal, no one will even listen. He intercedes, no one will listen. Somebody else passed, he said about him, he said, he's a man from the leaders. If he takes a proposal, everyone will listen. When he talks, everyone listens. When he intercedes, everyone listens. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept quiet for a while. And then he said, in the eyes of Allah Tabarakala, man number one, who you gave no value to. And man number two, who you gave the whole value to. In the eyes of Allah Tabarakala, a whole world, maybe some khajur or whatever he was, he had some. So he shuns among the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, strong body was very mubarak. Because it's a body for jihad. His shun was very thin, very thin. So one Sahabi looked up and he smiled and he said, look at that shun, so thin that shun is. Nabi Azam said, what attention. But this man on the scale, he will weigh more than the heavens and the earth. So it was nothing on the outside. But rather when the outside became finished, more value came. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would see his daughter Fatima radiallahu anha, her whole body was finished. It was difficult times in Medina Munawwara. She came to ask for a slave. They say that she was bending because of the work she was doing. You could see it on her hands, you could see it on her back, you could see it on her neck. Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu walks in the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks at a young boy who was pampered by the mother. And every few days he would get new clothing. And he would have an itar that the fragrance would spread. And the people would know Mus'ab had gone and was pampered by the mother. And then Islam came in the heart of Mus'ab ibn Umair. The mother couldn't see Islam. And Mus'ab ibn Umair leaves now. But he leaves from a rich family with nothing. Now he walks in Masjid al-Nabawi. So an alim writes that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Imam of Zuhud. The Imam of Zuhud, meaning what a zahid he was. He cried when he saw Mus'ab ibn Umair. Cried. So imagine what was his thing. Cried. And he said, I'm thinking of the boy at the beginning. What he came. And the Sahabi radiallahu anhu says, then came the death of Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. And when we put him in the grave, there was nothing to cover his whole body else. It wasn't full. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam covered him to him. He looked at the food. And he says, there were those people amongst us who never touched anything of this world. And he looked at the food, he said, I can't eat. And he said, value on the outside. Was not given so much. So value on the inside. Sahaba radiallahu anhu's bodies were finished. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave value to that body. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us this understanding. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْضُ بِالدِّينِ That, oh man, haven't you understood how Allah is going to give value to you? It's not going to be on the car. It's not going to be on the phone. It's not going to be on how kurta is aimed or not aimed. But it's going to be on one thing which is in the heart. How much of love you got to your Allah? How much of character you got? How much Allah values you got to do with the akhirah? فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْضُ بِالدِّينِ أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now you yourself will say that, oh Allah, your judgment is the best of judgments. I gave value to the fruit because of what was inside. I gave value to the Mount Tur because of what it is. They will give value to what is on the inside. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all understanding.